right, guys, welcome back in to, I mean, we think at this point that we're like on episode 1000 right. or something.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, it really does. We're thrilled today to have Sierra Johnson of Fighting Cancer Today, right? And listen, this woman is intense. She's strong. She's just making a huge difference for people out there. And we're thrilled that you're here with us. Thank you.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be with y'all too.
Yeah. So she's one that took obviously some bad news and diagnosed with breast cancer when you were younger in your 20s. And
God, I can't even imagine.
Yeah, no doubt. Oh my gosh. And rather than taking it and just like, you know, a 1-2 punch and fall out, she's like, well, what can I do for others, you know, to make the journey easier and better, and in particular for not only the person who's received the diagnosis, but those individuals who love you enough and they want to care for you. So welcome, Sierra, and just take it away. Kind of tell us a little bit about your business model and what it was that you were trying to accomplish.
Yeah, so in the height of me battling cancer, I really just, my mom and I, she's the caregiver angle and I'm the patient angle. We wanted to figure out how can we take these lemons and make some delicious lemonade.
There you go.
And so we took our past experience. My background is telecommunication and education.
Okay.
And then I come from a family of entrepreneurs. And mm-hmm. so we just took a bunch of our experiences and the experiences of others, and we built this organization, and we knew it had to be a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the foundation of it.
Yeah. I love how you put the word fight right there in the title, just fighting cancer today. And, you know, even if your doctor said, hey, you're in remission or congratulations, or like you said, you ring the bell, it's never over. We know that the journey mm-hmm. is never over. Talk about that for people.
You know, there's such a misconception on what the journey actually looks like. A lot of times, as you just mentioned, it's these three steps, but that's actually the first part. The second part of it is, how do I get reacclimated into not the person that I was before,
right.
but this new person? Because in a sense, people grieve the loss of who they were before.
Mm.
And so helping people to understand that there's still hope post-cancer,
mm-hmm.
they need an entire team to do that. And sometimes it's not the folks that we knew pre-cancer diagnosis, because we can't help someone from a lens that we don't understand.
Oh,
wow.
So we help people understand, but we also help people regain that hope.
Mm-hmm.
Dang.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that. Like, you know, after you've had cancer, and you're thinking about this person that you were pre-cancer,
right?
And, you know, I know there's some aftermath sometimes on some cancer survivors.
Yeah.
And I didn't even consider something like that, that like, you're like, wow, I have to accept myself as I am now.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And that's a big deal.
I saw a really heartfelt post from a young lady who battled it and fiercely battled it. And she went ahead and let everybody know she was forever changed.
Absolutely.
No longer the same person.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think giving people permission to be vulnerable and to share that, because part of it is this, you don't want people to know.
Yeah.
You don't want people to feel sorry for you.
Right.
You still want to have some dignity. So how do we do that and still give people their dignity while supporting them?
Man, there's such power in being able to reach out to somebody and say, you know, you never want to seem insensitive. You never want to seem like you're too direct, but to be able to call someone like you and say, hey, you've already walked those steps that I'm about to take, you know, what is this going to look like? And how does this feel? And is that empowering for you? Is that where you find your joy, or where is that feeling of success for you?
So many different emotions, Angie. One of them being grateful to be able to help someone else navigate it. The other part is reliving those moments that I may not have dealt with myself. And so there are times where it turns into a very vulnerable situation of where I just have to take a step back.
Mm.
And that's where our team comes in, and why we have a model that everyone who is a part of our organization, you either need to be a cancer survivor or a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
Why? So that we can continue to deliver services that directly understand
right.
and can help people to navigate that.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to like know, like mm-hmm. they have some sort of experience within what you're
doing. Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because otherwise it's like you can say that you're invested, but once you kind of have that full knowing of it, then it's like it brings a whole nother, I want to say like investment, like heart investment.
Totally.
Into the organization.
You know, they say sometimes when an individual loses a loved one, what do I say? You know, what do I do? And so many times I've had people say, man, those people who just showed up at the hospital or those people who just showed up at the house and hugged me. They didn't say anything.
Yes.
They just hugged me.
Yes.
And man, that hit me to my core because I was one of those people. It's like, oh, they don't want me there. They don't want me around at this time. You know, talk about what that means when people are going through things so difficult.
Yeah, it means everything. And I think back to an experience a few weeks ago of a family that abruptly had to be hospitalized. Mm-hmm. And so they thought they were just going for a routine situation and they wound up being there for weeks.
Wow.
And just the cost of the meals every single day, the cost of traveling back and forth through different towns. And so one of our team members stopped by and they literally, the family sent the message said, you all were the only people that were here for us.
Wow.
Mm. We received no other visitors. And so it's not to say that the hospital staff can't make that impact, but it's to understand that they have a routine schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's very fast paced. And what's routine for one set of people mm-hmm. is not routine for another. And
that's
so
right.
having someone there, to your point, Angie, to just be able to give a hug, to just be able to listen, to just be able to grieve whatever that is in that moment, that means everything. And it also lets them know, most importantly, that they're not alone.
Right. Yeah. Right. And goodness gracious, you know, these people have just been knocked down, probably feel like they're being stomped on at the time. And it's like, the last thing you're thinking about is what are we going to have for dinner? So yeah, it is nice to have other people think about that for you.
Absolutely.
No doubt. So it's a 501c3. You set it up as a not-for-profit. How do you make things like that go round? How does that work?
So when you talk about making it go round, we don't charge our families for any of the services that they receive. And so we rely heavily on donations, fundraisers, and grants. And so we have families that will sponsor a family for an entire year. And we can model that out over 12 months. We can do lump sum. But really, the awareness piece, and to a point that you made earlier, helping people to be in that shoes. Unfortunately, we're all guilty of this, right? We don't care unless it affects us directly or someone else that we know. And so one of the things we try to help people to see is how it impacts people from different angles. So like imagine losing your supervisor or the owner of a company because they had cancer. What does that do for the employees?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Wow.
What does it do for the breadwinner in a household that has children relying on them? And so just helping people to see the big picture. Cancer isn't just a Sierra problem or Angie problem. It's a community problem.
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. Yeah. And it's, you know, I think it just, what's insane about it is that, you know, we're all guilty of this. We just get into that routine, that normalcy of life, right? Yeah. It's like, okay, I got it all balanced. Here we go. You know, we're on this track. And then when you're knocked off of it and, you know, God forbid your finances were such you could survive right here. But now that you're over here, man, it's like something's going to have to go, you know? And I'm curious, when you said that you would take care of a family for a year or so, could we even begin to understand what that investment is? Can you give us like an average of what somebody would be looking at in addition to regular life?
So $1,200 a month is typically what the average person's living expenses are. And so that covers things like their insurance, their mortgage, groceries, things like that. And so just taking that times 12. And there's constant inflation, right? Because since we started, everything's skyrocketed.
Gone up. Wow.
And so just giving people ways, and we I love Starbucks. Okay. We all know.
As do most people.
Starbucks is not cheap. So sometimes can you sacrifice a coffee or a latte so that someone else can have a roof over their head or groceries in the fridge? Right. And so breaking it down on small levels like that, because sometimes people want to do something large, but it's not large things. Those do work. It's what we do collectively on small scales that make the largest impact.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a big deal. I've always been one to try to give as much as I can, whether it be financially or just my time, like just doing something, right? Like
he's good at
with
that.
With the skills that I have.
He'll sign up. She volunteers.
She gets mad at me sometimes because I do too much.
He does a lot of it.
But I always feel like I'm like, man, if everyone just pitched in a little bit, like it doesn't. You don't have to. You know, feed the whole thing. You just need to do a little bit. Like every month, and it would just be huge.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
People have become creative. I don't know what they're called, but I've noticed where you'll get a message and it says, "Jump on this calendar of providing a meal for this family on this particular day."
Oh, a meal train.
Like a meal train. Yeah. You know, get and I'm like, that's just genius.
Me and my friends do that for, anybody who just had a baby.
Yeah.
It's like they can't work. They can't, you know what I mean? So they're taking off time or whatever.
Right.
But yeah. We do that for all of our friends. It's awesome.
It's tough. I mean, unfortunately we get so busy in life and we do put our heads in the sand sometimes. Right.
Absolutely.
And man, when you pull it out today, you were a huge eye opener for me. You know, I've just learned that a family member of mine will be dealing with it and battling cancer, and I'm going to see her this weekend. And it's like just feeling that helplessness again of, you know, what do I say? What do I do? And I love what you said: prayer, no fear, just being there, being present, and just being on the lookout of how you can help. Right. You know, right. I mean, I think that, man, the value in that really.
Absolutely. Sometimes we just need those, you know, reminders. Mm-hmm. Is it a meal? Is it a prayer? And I personally believe that prayer can do way more than what we can do as an individual.
Oh, yeah,
Amen. Just letting someone know that I'm praying for you and I'm here for you. Mm-hmm. They need to know that.
Yeah. It's a big deal.
Yeah. FightingCancerToday.com. Is that what it is?
.org.
It's a .org. See, I knew that. That was a test for Sierra to see if she knew what her URL was. It's .org. I want you to go check it out because her story is there. And man, you're such an inspiration because she was dealt the initial blow. How long after did you have to hear the word again?
A year later.
Wow.
Okay. Actually, every single year I've learned of where the cancer is someplace else. And so that's been an interesting... That's just been an interesting journey, just in general, while still helping other people.
Yeah.
And I share this a lot of times with people, the support that we're allocating to families, I don't have that support.
Wow.
Whoa.
That's the reason I'm doing it. And that's just part of my personality. I want to help people. It's the second greatest commandment. So I take it very seriously to treat others the way that you want to be treated. But I also know that it's necessary because I know what it's like to be in need.
Yeah. Wow.
God put this woman squarely in my path to slap me in the face. I love it. I needed it.
It's a good slap in the face.
It's a great slap in the face.
No painful slap. Yeah.
You know, I mean, really. And when I say that, a loving slap in the face, because you're right. We all go to these exams, right? And man, I have been there many times and just waiting. You know, I'm like, I know today or whatever. And, you know, when they say, you look good right now, you know, you look okay today. And immediately, I don't care, but it's like, thank you, Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
But I think you do yourself a favor just by preparing today. So you will be stronger when and if you're in that fight.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I always feel like people, you know, just avoid, right? Whenever you can always get ahead of it.
Yeah.
I think that speaks to my mom. My mom had cancer, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, and they caught it super early. And so obviously it was all taken care of, and it really, you know, she had the surgery and it went flawless, and, you know, we haven't had a sign of it since. But I always feel like it's just like, don't avoid those appointments.
That's right. Yeah. So important. And I love what you said. You know, we don't know. We could all be walking around with some form of something inside of us. I mean, we all have an expiration date. Okay. But there are so many things that you need to be aware of, like foods that can really help you, you know, prevent or fight off or strengthen your body for the fight. Talk a little bit about that and maybe some of those things that people, when they call you, they're super surprised to learn that you can offer.
Something as simple as when your blood count is low, mm-hmm. Consuming beets. People don't necessarily beets. You're very rare.
Yeah.
Most people don't like them, but juicing them, putting them in salads.
Smart.
You know, making it where it's tolerable, but then making a plate that's conducive. A lot of times in America, our food consumption is primarily meat.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with meat if your body can tolerate it. But my husband has this saying, he's always just like, listen, you're not, how does he say it? You're eating to live.
Right. Right.
So sometimes we look at food as I want to enjoy this, but sometimes we need to look at it as we're eating to live.
Absolutely.
So balancing out that plate, sometimes it means less meat, more vegetables, exercise, good sleep routine, mm-hmm. mindfulness, all those different things, your association.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we associate with people that don't promote good habits.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, all of that plays a part in healing. Yeah.
And I like what you said, a fearful body and mind can't heal, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm smarter just by being here today. And, you know, and what's so crazy is it all of this stuff is pretty simplistic.
Yes.
But we just don't ever think about it.
Yes.
You know? So the other thing that she did today was she brought all of these lovely items, and it's items that you and I may take for granted. Heck, you may have brand new ones lying around and you're like, you know, what can I do with this? But a super soft robe, you know, sock hats.
Yes.
What are some of the other very valuable things for people who are going to face this fight?
Pillows, totes, journals, binders, mm-hmm. all of those kind of things, pill containers. Because you take a lot of different pills,
right?
Tumbler, so many different items that families donate, and then we have the option to customize them. Because I mean, it's special when you see your name on it.
Absolutely,
it's just for you.
Absolutely. Gosh, I feel like I need to rush out and go do more of something.
Somewhere. You're so funny.
I'll tell you what, it just and I think that's what I've found out later in life is, you know, people ask, well, what do you invest in and such as that? And I mean, he invests his time. I think we all try to give a little bit of that. But of late, it has been people and causes and things and just making a difference in the lives of other people and the way that you feel fulfilled when you do that.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Absolutely. There's more happiness in giving than receiving.
No doubt.
Yeah. I think a lot of times, I can't remember, there's somebody who said it, but they said usually giving benefits you more than the person
yes.
that you're actually
I so believe
to.
That.
It's mm-hmm. so true.
And it may not be apparent like right then and there, but yeah, like every time.
Well, let us help you grow this thing. What do we need to do? What do people need to do? What's our next steps?
Follow us on social media at Fighting Cancer Today, and then visit our website, subscribe to our upcoming events. We do great community events and things like that to raise awareness and fundraising. Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
We could always use monetary donations, but really just helping us raise awareness to what our families need. That's so important.
Yeah.
Love that.
That's awesome.
I love that. And we want to help you be successful, even more successful. And everybody pray, you know, let's all pray for
Angie.
Just a huge revival. And, you know, I just people get crazy. Just come on out and help, you know, just do something. And I know a lot of people want to. Sometimes they just need that encouragement that you do matter and we do need you.
Yes.
So
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, I always watch that because you tell me when I go over. So we're at 20 minutes.
Should I know.
Are we good today?
Yeah. I think that the biggest lesson is that the small things equal the big things.
Oh, right? Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yes.
No doubt.
And that's the way things change.
All right. Yeah. Hey, I'm 100% sold. You have sold me the goods today.
Good.
I'm there. But I want you to find this lady, and I want you to find fightingcancertoday.org. That's it. And together we can make a huge difference. So let's do that, folks. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you for coming in, Sierra.
Thank you so much.
We'll be watching for you. And you know what? Sending you only good Good everything.
Good everything.
I received that.
Thank you again. All right. Bye, guys.